Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, today's Eclipse Day. We haven't even mentioned the eclipse. They were playing stupid music at the game yesterday, total eclipse of the heart and all kinds of corny stuff.
My wife left yesterday, stayed with her cousin. She's going to go in totality there near Kerrville and go see it live. She's very excited. If the clouds don't get them, which is apparently clouds are going to be an issue. And then she just drives right home, just eclipsing, I guess.
Well, yeah, apparently here in, yeah, well, in Houston, and all, I think all of Texas, it's really cloudy. So it's not the best place. I guess up in the north is better.
Indianapolis is supposed to be the best place.
Indianapolis is the best?
Yeah, totality, and they're going to have clear skies today. So it's supposed to be the best one. You know, it's fine. I went to Nashville because that was totality for the last one. And it's cool, I guess. It's fine. I'll just rather play disc golf and write some players.
I'm just going to sit in. I don't know. Awful.
You're going to be up there for a while, though, right? You're going to the Astros today. John was at Rockets last night. You go to Astros and hockey tonight?
Astros tonight and hockey tomorrow.
Okay. Are your hockey seats bad seats?
They're gonna be all right. They're going to be all right.
How about your Astros seats?
I'm going to be with the people. That's what I'm doing. That's
which
what
people?
I do. Yeah. Yeah, with people.
I said which people?
With the people. That's what I'm doing. Yes, I'm the man of the people. That's
can you
right.
reach out and touch one of the nets to keep you from getting a foul ball hit in your face?
I would imagine I could. I will.
Who are you with?
There'll be some nets.
Who are you with?
Me and Justin.
Oh, yeah, he balls.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't sit in bad seats. No, man, Justin just doesn't. He just doesn't. So.
But he's not paying for you.
Well, he's getting. No. Don't worry. Don't worry about how that's getting split up.
I wasn't worried.
Yeah, don't worry.
You buy beer.
It's what?
You buy beer.
I do buy beer. I buy beer and the food, and we're gone. And
what
we're
was your favorite Modelo moment of yesterday?
It was
people
terrible. There was no favorite.
People calling it a Modelo moment is what
I had. I had no Modelo. It was awful. It's just awful, these parks that, you know, they're just all Budweiser products. It just sucks. I mean, at least get a Miller Lite. If you can't, Coors Light is the only way to go, but at least get a Miller Lite. This Bud products are just awful.
Why?
I'm sorry,
why are you
Bud.
Why are you anti Bud products?
I'm just not.
You're
I'm not,
so ashamed that you got caught.
I'm not. I didn't get caught
it's
anything.
It's like the guy from Cheater ran up on you. And he's like, hi, what are you doing here? What? No, I swear, it's just my sister.
What?
I'm holding my sister's beer.
He talks about his favorite beer as if he would never drink anything else, almost as if it's like a significant other. Oh, sorry, this place doesn't have my significant other, so I guess I got to drink something else. Just don't drink it. Drink a soda. Why are you drinking Modelo?
Just go back to your hotel room and do your business there. You don't have to do something out in public with another woman.
Yeah, just because something's not available doesn't mean you have to do something else.
Yeah, no, you have to. I mean, I can't go to a game and not drink beer. That's just ridiculous.
You did that for like a month and a half.
Don't you drink also?
I know, and I hated it.
Don't you drink hard liquor, too? You drink bourbon sometimes.
No, I can't. If I drink hard liquor, I mean, I can handle beer all
day. Look at
the
picture of you. You look like you were...
I was blinking at the time. I was blinking at the time, and that's the picture that they put out there. Okay, right when I'm about to blink, they put it out there. Oh, look at him! He's over. I was fine. I was
excuse
absolutely
me, sir.
Fine.
Is that your normal beer choice? No, I swear, I'm holding it for my friend.
No, I was holding it for me, and it sucked because they didn't have Coors Light at the stadium. It just blows.
I saw you holding hands with Modelo.
I wasn't holding
in
hands
public.
With Modelo. I wasn't. No. Listen, Coors Light.
I know. If Coors Light was there, John's, trust me, we're breaking balls. John, if they served Coors Light, he would have had Coors Light.
But
it's more fun this way.
But it wasn't there, so he decides, you know what, I'm going
to. Yeah, you didn't have to drink. You could have had a Diet Coke, John. You could have had water.
This is what I'm saying. Why is he drinking Modelo when he knows it's an inferior product?
That's just the dumbest thing
it's
you
like,
two
hey,
have
I love,
said.
I love
you
my,
two say some stupid
I
stuff.
I love my girl, but she's not here, so.
No.
This five
that's
over here?
Totally different.
Do. This five
not,
over here will
do. Not compare my girl to a Coors
I'm,
Light.
I'm being hypothetical. I'm not even talking about you now.
Whoa. I your got, girl to a Coors Light, you wouldn't?
You've got a nine.
You wouldn't want that, John?
Hey, I love my girl. She's a nine. But, you know, she's not here and I'm out of town, so I'm going to take this five.
No.
Man, that didn't make any sense.
John. That doesn't make
sense. Yeah. The five
that's
is the Modelo. It's she's out of town.
Honestly, some people would say it's not a five. That's a little rude.
Well, he doesn't
any,
like Modelo. He's
if there's
telling
anyone
us,
from our Budweiser people listening, I don't know if they advertise.
He's
with
telling us that Modelo stinks, but he drank it because it was the only thing that's available.
That's right, and probably the same way tonight because I don't think that stadium has.
You don't have to drink Modelo.
Yeah, you have to drink something. See, that's what the difference between me and
have
you.
To be Modelo,
you
though.
Have to drink something.
Listen to him.
You have to drink beer. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it.
Even if it sucks.
Even if it's, yes. Even
speaking
if it sucks.
Of sucks, the Astros avoided the sweep yesterday. Ronel Blanco was fantastic. As always, the most unhittable Astro going today. And, going today in a figurative sense. He's not going today. Who's up? Are we all the way to Fromber again?
Yep.
Yeah, we're back to Fromber. So you're going to go watch Fromber v. Who do they have going for them?
Fromber tonight is going. I'm
trying to get a little splitsky going.
Fromber
to get
versus
a little split.
Haney.
Haney. Andrew Haney.
Yeah. In the this is the last game. We got a split here.
So are we getting good Fromber or are we back to can't get through five innings Fromber?
Nah, good Fromber.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, the last outing was really good.
Well, the one before that?
Sucked.
Yeah. No, Fromber and Dallas, this is a match made in heaven. No, this will be an easy win.
Easy.
Okay.
I guarantee it. Put a lock on it.
Yeah.
A lock.
Yep. It's a lock. Hmm. Fromber and the Houston Astros are going to destroy the Rangers, and that's locked.
I'm glad they bounced back from that 17-4 ass kicking they got over the first
Fromber
two games.
Fromber is him.
He is not him. He's him sometimes. That means you're not him.
Fromber is sometimes him.
No, that's can't be him then. You can't be him sometimes. The whole point of him is that you're him all the time.
Hunter Brown has been him at various, very small sample sizes of him.
Well, I'll tell you this. The Astros don't win unless their starter throws a no-hitter or a one-hitter. Other than that, they don't win the game.
So far, that's accurate.
That's it.
I know they don't keep this, but it's got to be the first time in history that it's happened where you have allowed 0, 1, and 1 hits in your first three wins.
That's it.
The starters.
I mean,
what about this Astros season if Ronel Blanco didn't exist?
Ooh, gross.
It's not enjoyable right now, but if he didn't exist, what would we be dealing with right now?
I mean, what if
maybe two wins?
I mean, how about
2-8 maybe?
Apparently Joey Loperfido is playing some first base.
Yeah.
Bring him up.
Yeah, or what's his name? Chase brought up Brandon Belt. Like it may be time. That's a 35-year-old, but you know, he's a veteran. You can replace one 35-year-old with another.
They're not adding that salary.
Right. Well, I mean, you need somebody right now, and I assume he can still hit. I mean, his OPS was over 800 last year.
But you got somebody right now, Joey Loperfido. We'll bring him up. Let's see.
He's cheaper.
And you know what? Just cut John Singleton.
Gee,
it's
I wonder
bad.
Why you want to. Joey Loperfido. I swear this guy, Joey, he is the best. He has the sweetest swing through the way he gets the barrel of the bat with consistency through the plate. Unbelievable, the plate discipline Joey Loperfido has. Oh, he's beautiful the way Loperfido swings. Great. Hits it to all pox. He's beautiful. So nice. So nice with the swing. Way better than the other guy they got, the Canadian or the Puerto Rican or whatever his name
the
is.
The Canadian or Puerto Rican?
The Loperfido, that's the guy.
Do people generally get Canadians and Puerto Ricans confused?
Not usually. My character is dumb.
Pretty dumb.
No, I swear, the guy with the beard, with the thing, get him out of there. He's Dominican, Cuban, whatever he is. He's got to go.
I do like that he doesn't button up his shirt, though.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I'd like it better if he had the horn. You know, if he had the horn, be beautiful.
That would be beautiful.
No Italian horn. What's your horn called that y'all have?
It's the Cornudos.
Cornudos, yeah. No.
People are continuing to analyze John's picture at the Rockets game.
What's it called? The video from Zapruder. Are they giving him the Zapruder treatment?
I had a blue shirt on my
got a blue shirt on
That's
his
a
shoulder.
Maverick shirt that he had.
That's a Maverick shirt that they gave away.
At least
stadium.
He wasn't wearing it.
Why'd you put it on your shirt instead of wiping your ass with it?
Or leaving it on the chair.
It was because I brought it home because it's going to El Salvador. As soon as Luce comes over, I'm going to give her. She sends him to El Salvador.
What? Well, you're going to be Maverick John before we know it.
No, I'm not.
Why would you bring home a Maverick shirt?
I told you why. It's for the people in impoverished countries. That's the kind of man of the people I am.
No one believes that.
Yes, it is. It's the truth.
I'm sorry. No one believes it.
We're not believing it.
Actually, Justin does go. He goes to a country. He's actually going there next week. And he brings them. He says half of the island has it says Rockets, Astros shirt, the whole thing, Warehouse Live.
How often does he go to this island?
He's got to go for fun, though.
Is outfitted in Houston.
There's no way Justin's just dropping clothes off like it's a Goodwill. Does he in the back of his car and somebody wheels out a car?
Does he have a prop plane? He just drops shirts out of the prop plane and then flies back? How often is he leaving clothes on this tropical island?
I don't know. I don't know, but he says
he's doing Goodwill missions.
Everybody on the island is all geared up.
Mr. Justin!
Camisetas allá! From the sky!
The plane! Mr. Justin, the plane!
Trotta San Jordan! Ooh. Air Force One, Justin!
I'm telling you, El Salvador, my wife gave loose like bags and bags. You should see how well dressed they are in El Salvador now.
Justin's Island thinks the Cavs won like four titles in the mid 2010s.
Mr. Justin, can you bring more purses and high heel?
That's what they got in El Salvador.
They got Wendy's clothes.
They got Wendy's clothes. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Why El Salvador and why not just like Goodwill here? Why does Mr. Justin have to take his prop plane over there and drop?
Because they love him there. He outfits the whole island. He outfits the whole island. They got a bunch of black Warehouse Live shirts with different bands on it. Yeah. They love it, okay? He's doing God's work, and here you two are making fun.
It's great. I just didn't know that he made
frequent trips. Why didn't you give it to Justin, though? Instead of bringing it to your own house because you were with him.
I had it. I was carrying it because it was the one on my seat. That's
why didn't
why.
You go, oh, here, Justin, and hand it to him as soon as you got there?
Well, as soon as I got where?
To the game.
I got it at the game, Lance. They had him on the seat.
Yeah, I know. I said, why didn't you grab it and hand it immediately to Justin instead of typing that?
Well, because I was going to take it home to El Salvador people, but I'm giving it to Justin to take to Antigua or whatever island.
Antigua. Wait a minute, it's changing.
He was using Luce as his shield. His now we're on to Justin.
Meat shield?
Yeah.
We got to talk about my bookie right now. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about you making some money on the game tonight. You know, okay. So, we were looking at, you know how you look at where the Rockets are in live betting? You go to my bookie, you got live betting all the time on all kinds of games. It's a lot of fun. Tonight's game, you're going to be able to live bet. So even if you don't get in right before the game and you want UConn, well, you can get UConn. And especially if they fall behind early, that odds will change a little bit. Now all of a sudden you go, wait a minute, I really like, oh, I like him at halftime. I like him in the second half. You can do first half, you can do second half, you can do whatever. On big games, they've got an unbelievable amount of different bets that you can possibly make. It's happening all the time at MyBookie. You get the bonus for signing up, but you got to put in promo code BET975. It is the place to play, win, and get paid. You will love MyBookie because MyBookie is going to get you all of your when you win, you're going to get paid, and it's not a great big hassle getting the money out. You're looking for a great way to play, win, get paid. MyBookie, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5
of Maestro Dobell.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. So the Rockets lost. Astros won. That was nice. Caitlin Clark lost. South Carolina won. That was a really good game to watch, though. Although Caitlin Clark really kind of fell apart at the end. She was, I think, 5 of her last 20. So she didn't have, she had a chance to really do something really special. Although getting to the women's final 2 years in a row was pretty special, I guess. The only team, the last 81 games, I guess, South Carolina's lost one game, and that was to Iowa. One game of their last 80? Was that the stat I saw today? Crazy how good this team is.
Did you see how they – I mean, I do think – I was thinking about this. What NIL has done now is teams don't have to be – the really good teams don't have to be load up on one-and-dones. Like, you don't have to do that anymore. You can go get players you like, but now you start to pivot into four-year players. And I don't know how it's going to change after the COVID years. You know, you're not going to be able to get extra COVID years. But they're going and getting these good teams like UConn on the men's side are going and getting the guy Peters or Peterson, whatever, from Rutgers. They just go take other teams' best players and they fill in via free agency is what they're doing. South Carolina added a really good shooter through the portal. And so it's becoming where this free agency where they take players, Mark Sears from Alabama. Where did Sears come from? That dude was their leading scorer. He was unbelievable. The lefty with a 3-point shooter I don't know where Sears came from. I'm trying to remember his school before, but I think he played at Alabama for just 1 year. Nate Oates brought him in, and this guy was incredibly instrumental.
He played at Ohio.
He played at University of Ohio, not Ohio State. So these mid-majors are now getting robbed of their best players, which is going to hurt mid-majors, and it's going to just strengthen because now you have a veteran presence on what used to be, John, really young teams who used to just load up on one-and-done type guys. Now you're adding veteran players, so it's really changed the face of how I've noticed that throughout college, throughout the tournament. I was like, holy crap, every single team, including our own University of Houston team with Cryer, for example, have very instrumental players. I mean, they get deep into tournaments with players who were not on their original roster just a year ago or 2 years ago. They bring in the portal, and it's become a huge free agency. So now the one area that's really hurt in football and basketball is I heard that they're offering 25% less scholarships.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
John, when you started the segment, were you talking about women's college basketball?
I wasn't really.
What were you talking about?
I forget.
He talked about South Carolina.
Yeah, you started with South Carolina, and Caitlin Clark had a chance to do something remarkable, correct? Isn't that
right,
what you said?
Mm-hmm.
And then Lance.
This show's called The Pivot.
Turned it into an NIL discussion?
Mm-hmm. No. My discussion is how teams can be built differently now.
Yeah, but not
portal, like,
but not on the NCAA, not with women.
Did Iowa have any portals going?
I don't believe so.
I mentioned USC's portal. Or when I say USC,
see,
South Carolina.
This is why I'm confused. That's why I asked, excuse me.
Yeah, no. It can be confusing at times. But Yeah, Kelvin Sampson actually was asked about, you know, what about your point guard? He said, I think we'll find one. Don't worry.
Yeah, and ain't going to be recruiting.
They'll be fine.
Now, I do wonder how this is going to – John, you've heard from people in the space also who coach. One of the big disasters going on right now is a lot of kids are not getting scholarships anymore. Now, some of that's happening because of the excessive COVID years where you get extra years. It is really – and more people playing a player four games. Like, for example, in football, play them four games and then shut them down. And then now – you had a lot of six-year guys this year, and it's really hurt players. Over the last 2 years, we've seen a lot of scholarship offers no longer there for high school players because they just go to the portal. Because teams want to win now. Coaches feel like the pressure to win now. I'm sure you probably heard that, John. Why would I wait for a guy I have to develop when I need to win now? I got to go get somebody who I can play now.
You can get a guy that's more ready, absolutely. Except I think without JoJo Tugler, I mean, JoJo Tugler is a good example of go get you some freshmen, go get you some, you can't just do it with portal. I mean, and plus you don't want to change your team every year. Now, you got to hold on to your guys, too, that you're re-recruiting your own guys every year, too. That's for sure. So, the recruitment never stops. But I think you still got to have the four-year guys. You want to have those guys that are going to be cornerstones.
You do, but they can be from other. But you can get like Mark Sears. You can get 4 year guys from other people's teams.
Well, yeah. Well, then they're not your 4 year guys.
No, but they're still a 4 year guy. And Alabama is in the Final Four. UConn is in the championship game. I don't know that I heard any. Does Purdue have big portal? Big time portal
I don't know.
Players?
I'd have to look.
I didn't.
Well, they've got Indiana guys now. So they're taking care of business in their own state. They've got a kid from Fort Wayne.
True.
They've got another one from Indiana. I forget where, Gary or something. They got three. I think three of their starters are from Indiana.
But NC State had. I mean, DJ Burns is a portal guy.
Yeah.
So I mean,
the Final Four teams.
Even had major
last year,
portal.
FAU had multiple. I think if I'm thinking back, three of Miami starters last year were portal guys. It's just going to be part of the fabric
it's part
of
the free agency is part of the makeup, and John L. Davis from FAU just went into the portal, by
yeah,
the way.
Just
so he'll
how
go
it's
to a bigger
be.
Team now, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's life now in college college football and college basketball. It's a lot of portal. I mean, you can fill in a hurry and get really good in a hurry.
Iowa needs the portal. The Iowa women's basketball team, the difference in athleticism and talent on those two teams, holy crap.
This is why I don't buy into some people, maybe someone tweeted at you about this, that Kaitlin's like insert NBA player who can't get it done. The playing field isn't level.
There's nobody who is going to beat. Like, she had no, honestly, I think the Stalky
Oak
girl
is pretty good. She had a great semifinal.
Stalky, she would have been able to play on that roster.
Sure, she's quick. She could play.
Maybe. What's the other one? The Bet's not King, but
Kate.
Kate, yeah, maybe she would, but neither one of those would have got starters minutes, and I don't know that Kate even gets playing time. Stalky might have got some playing time, maybe, but Caitlin Clark, it was like a mismatch of epic proportions from a roster standpoint. Let's hear real quick from before we get into the next to last segment. I want to hear from Dawn Staley. This is what she had to say about. She came back to the mic and said this about the Iowa program and Caitlin Clark after South Carolina won. This is Dawn Staley, head coach from South Carolina.
Dawn wants to say one more thing. I really would just like to say that I have to congratulate Iowa on an incredible season. Awesome, awesome. And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport, and it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Coach.
Very gracious.
That was nice.
From Dawn Staley.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yeah.
Real nice. Usually the coaches, first thing they do is commend the other team. But you know what? First of all, she commended God, which was the right thing to do. And then she came back and did it later, which was just fine. So congratulations. Dawn Staley, really great coach, really great team. She's on top of the world right now. Women's college basketball tends to do this, though. Women's college basketball tends to have one team that is dominant for a period of time. It happened with Tennessee. It happened with Connecticut. Mm-hmm. It happens now. It's happening with South Carolina. Women's
Dawn
college
Staley's
basketball.
Really, really, she's good now.
Yeah, she's really, really good.
She took some heat. I thought it was kind of a cheap shot. Did you see somebody ask her about trans women playing in the sport? And a guy asked her, which clearly that was his intention. I thought that was kind of, I don't mind asking a question to a coach on the women's side. I felt like, man, I don't know if the Final Four is the right time to, I know it's your platform, I get it, that you want the biggest platform possible, but it felt like kind of a gotcha question to her, and she took a lot of time, had a long sip of water. You probably saw the clip, Del.
Yes.
I don't necessarily agree with her, but she has a right to, I mean, she's in the space. Yeah. She has more of a right to a conversation than I do.
And the context from the reporter, apparently, at least for people who were there, said he entered to ask that question. As soon as he got that question off, he walked out. So
yeah.
He didn't particularly care about the event. He just wanted Dawn Staley to speak on it, which, of course, if you're a reporter who covers that game, you're like, this is the moment for us. What are you doing here trying to hijack it? But she answered it the way she answered it. So.
Yep. She has her opinion. Everybody's got their own. I've got an opinion on TPC. Here's one of my guys, Houston Glover, Archie Lopez, great guys, really good, really good friends, and doing an unbelievable job. Guys, if you're in the PVF or hose and fitting industry, you need pipes, valves, fittings, flanges, forged steel couplings, hoses. Okay, they've got thousands and thousands of items in stock, ready for you. So, how are you getting this stuff to your job site? If you're having a problem getting any of this stuff, let TPC know and they'll get it to you, man. They are rapid delivery. They're right here in Mount Bellevue. Easy, quick access to I-10. They can get anywhere in a hurry. If they don't have it, they can find it for you. This is what they do every single day. So your job site needs this stuff. And if it doesn't have it, you're screwed. You know, you can't work. You can't get your job done. Well, if your current PVF supplier can't find what you need, call ours. 346-226-3866. It's TPC Industrial. So their website is tpcindl.com. That's tpcindl.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776. That's the number to get in here with us to hang out. Do it quickly because we are running out of time here. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on the show. What did we miss, Dell, that you will have? Okay, so we always get sound. I don't know if you don't listen to Dell's show, Lance, but I do, because I'm pro station. But he's always got stuff. He's always got sound that he holds that he doesn't play
held.
On our show.
It's not held. There's some things I know you guys don't care about, so I don't play it. That's
No.
I'm not holding anything.
What do you got that you're trying to hold from our show that you're going to say, oh, look how good my show is. It has it, and theirs didn't.
Well, I don't. That's not how I operate. I always hope that everyone has a great show. I mean, I put the stuff on the rundown that you haven't played. In fact, some of the stuff you asked for, like Jamal Shedd, Verlander, after his, let's say, not-so-great outing, we'll hear from him. He has an opinion on why players are getting injured. Other stuff. I'm not going to give it all away, but other stuff.
Okay, let's play Jamal Shedd.
Oh, okay.
Jamal Shedd.
Oh, I'm
won.
Glad. I wish you wouldn't have said that because I was holding it for my show.
I know. So Jamal Shedd won the Defensive Player of the Year in college basketball, best player, best defensive player on the best defensive team and it went to Jamal Shedd, and he didn't, well, you know, in typical Jamal Shedd, he thanked everybody else. He thought it was a huge team effort, and it was. But Jamal Shedd, just awesome.
First and foremost, I want to say thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, I wouldn't be here today. And just allowing us as a group to play the game we love every day. So thank you to him. And thank you to my family, my mother and father. It's been a long journey, and they've been with me every step of the way. And just a fun fact, they missed two games in my four-year college career. And then thank you to my coaches and teammates, Coach Anderson, who changed my life, the coaching staff, grooming me and making me the man I am today on and off the court has been just, I'll never create the words to say thank you. And to my teammates, this is a team award. Being the best defender on the best defensive team in the country is awesome. I just want to say thank you to my guys and love you. And thank you guys tonight.
That's nice. That's Jamal Shedd.
I'd like for Jamal Shedd to one day be our president.
I would too.
I'd like for him to study some of the, you know, he's got to learn different international diplomacy. He's got to really get into the ins and outs of politics internationally and things like that. But when he's ready, I'd like for him to be our president.
Right, right. He is a sharp kid, I'll tell you that, man. Wow. He is something. He
I don't
is
want
really
people
something.
Who are on
success,
WrestleMania to
no
be my president.
No matter what he does in his life. Dylan Brooks. Man, Dylan Brooks enjoys. Now, I don't know. Are you satisfied with what you've gotten out of Dylan Brooks this year?
For what he was. Yeah, I mean, he was meant to be a defensive player, but also a culture changer. And, yeah, I think they've turned a corner and headed in the right direction. So, yeah, it's a long contract to be a culture changer, but, yeah, I'm okay with him.
Yeah, I think he's been okay. Yeah. And he kind of likes being a Rocket. Here, listen to when asked about, you know, being a Houston Rocket, what Dylan Brooks had to say.
Amazing. I feel like it was the right choice to be around this young core, be around Ime, be around Houston itself. I love the city, I love the people, and, you know, I felt like I never made the wrong mistake, 100%, and, you know, this year was a feel-out year, and now, you know, we made some great progress this year, and we're going to hang our hat on that and, you know, end this year strong.
Yeah, nice. I think they did make big strides. I think They definitely are missing something still, but phase two was pretty damn good. Phase two kind of fell apart at the end here, and you're doing it a lot of it without your best players in Alpi and Tari, but for the most part this was a great successful season. So it's been really good, and Dylan Brooks has been a part of it. I mean, his shooting could be better. That'd be better. But he does. He brings an attitude, and I think we see it. Look at Amen yesterday. I mean, we ain't taking no guff off nobody. And you're right. I think the Rockets are building a reputation that is probably around the league. They're going to be watched next year because of the style of play that they have, the roughhousing that they do. And they ain't backing down from nobody. That's pretty cool. This is a different – man, you want to talk about night and day from the sideless teams. Holy crap. This is so different, so much tougher, so much better. That's fun. All right, we are done here. We've got News of the Week coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you do not want to go anywhere. Hanging with us right here. I'm talking about Brinkmann. Brinkmann Quality. It's in the name. Well, it's in the website name, BrinkmannQuality.com. That's where you get it. Look. You may not tend to your roof. You may not think it's a big deal. You may not. It ain't like, well, it ain't like changing my oil. You know, I got to do that. Otherwise, you know, I'm not going to, you know, the car won't last. Well, guess what? You don't tend to your roof, and your roof ain't going to last. You make sure you get stuff done. And, oh, by the way, if you don't tend to your roof, if you don't do anything, about your roof, if you just let it go and then you get some tragedy befalls you, you get heavy rains, hail, whatever, and the roof is damaged and water comes in through your house, that's who ain't paying you, the insurance company. They want to know that you've done the proper maintenance on your roof. Otherwise, they're not paying you. So if you haven't done anything with your roof in 5, 10, 15 years, time, now, call them, 281-480-7663, 281-480-7663, or BrinkmanQuality.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Rudy Giuliani says earthquakes are targeting communist U.S. states. He might have a point here. Didn't New York just have an earthquake? Doesn't California have earthquakes all the time?
Yeah, they've always had earthquakes.
Do you feel like they're communists? I kind of do.
I don't know if California's communist. It's very liberal.
No, they still work off of the same...
That's communism.
Capitalist. There's no communist...
So when
stuff built into the system,
it's a little bit communist.
So do hurricanes target conservative states?
They might be. It might be.
Because Florida, Louisiana, well,
the whole coast.
So are hurricanes targeting that part of the country because it's conservative?
And earthquakes are targeting.
See, this is why you need someone.
Natural disasters are having a moment, and we need to talk.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Rudy made this statement, but sometimes you got to have another person in the room to go, hey, excuse me. Do you think hurricanes have a specific bench?
You should be that person who just trails people around. And
I don't want to do that.
Just says excuse me from the
rafters.
I would just want to know what he thinks about hurricanes and their targeting skills.
Well, they do have targeting skills, and right now they're targeting us. Well,
no, we're supposed to be our biggest hurricane year in years this year.
And is it because Texas is a red state?
I don't know. I mean, I always feel like that's just... You know, weather patterns happen and tectonic plates shift and all that. But I don't know. Maybe
Rudy's right.
You know, maybe this everything is about politics. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that women's college basketball was political. I'm finding out everything.
You know what everything.
You know, everything has a political.
We got to find out how,
including weather,
how cyclones feel, because normally they're going after states that are generally red. So we got to figure out. Maybe they've changed.
Maybe. Maybe, yeah, tornadoes are going after... I mean, hurricanes and tornadoes are going after us.
We know...
The good people.
Yeah, we do know Christians will associate natural disasters sometimes to, oh, God is punishing you for being bad. But we're in a place where God is believed in. So why are hurricanes coming after us?
Joel Osteen, Gilbert, John Granato. Like, we got a lot of people on our... C.J. Stroud.
A lot of
Christians.
Who,
by the way, has already started working out with Stephon Diggs.
If you didn't see that.
Yeah.
John Mechie and Tank Dell.
Which one of those doesn't belong?
Yeah.
Well, there was also another kid there that was, there was some kid there that had glasses on that they were running routes against.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
I don't know what that was about.
Maybe he's the videographer or something.
I don't know. Chechnya, speaking of communism, Chechnya is banning music that is too fast or too slow. The Republic is said to have ruled it's got to correspond to a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute. Otherwise, it's illegal. Do you feel like music should have 80 to 116 beats
So
per
they're
minute?
Not going to like DJ Screw. So you cannot play DJ Screw. Chopped and Screwed mix is 100% out in Chechnya.
Well, I think it was anyway.
But also, some of the rave music is going to be completely out in terms of the high tempo stuff by Deadmau5. And so, yeah, Marshmallow. Yeah, so... Yeah, they want to do away with the rave scene, and they want to do away with basically lean-based rap.
Well, I think they want to do away with that anyway, regardless. In Chechnya, I'm pretty sure. A job has been posted. You guys want to count penguins?
Not.
How much are they paying?
My answer is no, people. And Dell said how much are they paying.
Yeah.
A five-month stint. Okay, you got to go live in Antarctica. Okay.
Still not
Dell,
most,
I think you're...
What's the most important thing, John?
John,
how much?
Get to the check.
It doesn't say how much.
I can't make a decision without knowing how much.
Yeah, you
pay.
Can't ask us that question unless you got a... You have an offer?
Yeah, I don't have the authority to offer you guys jobs.
Well, maybe. Well, You've done that for me in the past. Maybe not counting Penguins, but you have offered before. But I'm talking about in the article. It doesn't tell you?
No, it doesn't say how much you're getting.
Well, then I can't make – I don't have an answer
for you. No, I can't make
the
decision. But you just got to – you know what? You can negotiate that once you get the job, Del.
No, I don't want to negotiate after I get the job. I'm not going to say yes beforhand. Like,
yes,
like,
I want to go count penguins in Antarctica.
You know how much it costs?
I think the most important thing is actually wanting to do that, which you're going to find very few people.
The most important thing is how much they'll pay. That'll determine how many people want to do it. Like the cost – the what they're paying people to pick up human excrement in San Francisco – that might make it worth it for some people. 100K, whatever you said the number was?
Yeah, 100 and a quarter, I think they're paying.
That would make it worth it for some
people.
Yeah,
really? I don't think I'm taking that.
125K would make it worth it for some people.
Not in San Francisco. You're the one that's going to be pooping in the street.
Well, you don't have to live in San Francisco. You can just work there. You can always move someplace else.
It ain't easy getting there every day. Dublin man appeared in court completely nude and refused to wear clothes after his emotional support cat went missing during a traffic stop arrest. I feel like this guy shouldn't be driving, if you want to know the truth. He's naked in court because his emotional support cat went missing.
They can't force someone in court to wear clothes?
I think they can.
I mean, when I go to jury duties, they say, make sure you don't have your hat on. But in Ireland, you can't force someone to put clothes on?
Apparently not. Apparently not. He wouldn't put them on. He said, nope. Not until I get my emotional support cat back.
You better.
This guy's got he's got layers. Speaking of layers of problems, a man was arrested in a Tokyo park for allegedly rubbing his buttocks against a water tap. Their water taps are side taps, and apparently he backed up into it.
You a big fine woman, won't you
back that ass up onto the water tap?
Juvenile out here trying to get men from Tokyo to back that up into a side
water
panel.
Tap. Yeah. Yeah. The man has admitted to the charge, saying he did it to satisfy his sexual desire.
Well, I mean, we can't blame him for that.
Now, I don't know if I ever want to drink water in Tokyo
love
again.
Love is love.
Certainly not from that tap.
Not from that tap, for
that's
sure.
That's not a love is love.
That's not love. He was trying to satisfy desire.
Yeah, that's not love is love.
He was trying to get him some.
I didn't see anywhere in the story where he said it was love.
Do you think people who use that as a way to explain to people who may be against their lifestyle that they appreciate what you just did? Some Tokyo man rubbing his ass on a tap. Oh, love is love.
Well, and then I came back and said, actually, that's not love.
Well, that's not
thankfully,
love.
Thankfully, you cleaned it up.
I thought things through after I said something first.
He said it was just a sexual desire.
He told us.
Nothing in there about love.
That man said, I'm trying to get
some. But you know what? Sometimes you have one. You know, sometimes it starts with that, and then it develops into something serious. People get married off of that. So
I feel like he was just using that tap. That tap, hey, you didn't call me back.
I can't believe he tapped
it. I didn't see any long-term relationship in this one.
He just dabbed in here because he said, I can't believe he tapped it.
Yeah. Oh, he tapped
it. He's doing a tornado dab right now.
I wish you could see it, John.
He's doing a tornado dab right now.
I wish he'd just talk about Zadok instead and then and hand it over to Mopey and Mapes.
It's not the name of the show.
Well, I can do that, as a matter of fact, and I will do that, as a matter of fact. Let's talk about Zadok Jewelers, and I love Zadok Jewelers. Zadok is fantastic. The company started in the early 70s, although they've been doing it. It's been in their family for longer than you possibly imagine. But they opened up back in the early to mid-70s, and they started with 1,200 square feet. They are now at 28,000 square feet, two-level store, and they have a reputation for carrying the best luxury watches that Houston has to offer. Their jewelry is a one-stop shop for anything and everything. Necklaces, engagement rings, the luxury watches, the hottest types of jewelry and the hottest names that are in there. Their in-house service department has 7 master watchmakers who are trained by the leaders in global watchmaking. They have to go get certified to repair all of these different international watches. It's truly amazing when you see it. And not only can you purchase more than 30 of the world's finest and most sought-after watch brands, but they're able to keep all your timepieces in the best working conditions as well. Zadig Jewelers, they are the best in the business for all things watches. If you're a watch connoisseur and a watch fan, get over there because they have exclusive timepieces you cannot get anywhere else in the city and in some cases anywhere else in the state. It's Zadig Jewelers. Go to ZADOK.com or just stop in off Post Oak. It's 1801 Post Oak Boulevard.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.